Welcome to today's program, This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is June the 16th, 2026, Tuesday. Contact or the way that my website, I'm trying to explain three things at once. Website is thispresenttruth.com. Two sections, This Present Truth programs or Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs. Contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And today, I felt to kind of continue along the line of the last program, which was the 12th of June. Trump is misunderstood, but actually I'm going to record this and title it The Trifecta. Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Benjamin Netanyahu. These individuals, and Xi Jinping too, but I'm going to focus on America, Russia, and Israel. These three men are the most, how am I going to phrase this? These are the most important men in our time period, our present history. More important than the next president of the United States of America. Donald Trump will be the final great president of the United States of America, will be the final, the greatest president ever in American history. The next president might be more powerful, but more evil. I can't say more evil. Donald Trump is not evil. The final president of this country, you have to identify that individual as being evil. And with Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister, he is unique in the sense that he was, in the way I view things, and you'll have to view it, you don't have to view it from my perspective, but I'll give you my perspective. As a minister of the reality of Jesus Christ, the God Jesus, the King of the Jews, the King of mankind, the greatest of all of mankind, the Son of Man, the Son of God. Benjamin Netanyahu has been, you might say, trained or through his years in politics, he's the only prime minister of Israel that could have ever waged war on the extreme terrorists in the region. The others would never have done that. Naftali Bennett or some of the others, Yair Lapid, the other prime ministers, would never have even considered going after extreme terrorism in Gaza, Lebanon, in the region. Never even considered retaliating against Iran, as Iran would bomb Israel, Israeli cities with missiles, with any type of weapons. The others, for the most part, in my view, they are more globalist. They are more obedient to, you might say, the Rothschild/Rockefeller plan of the United States and of Europe. They're more globalist. Ehud Barak, these three men, they hate Netanyahu. They would like to see Netanyahu removed. But Benjamin Netanyahu realized at some point that it would actually be detrimental to the nation of Israel and its people to completely yield to the objectives of Klaus Schwab and the New World Order, Henry Kissinger, Klaus Schwab, the presidents starting with Jimmy Carter, Reagan, Bush Sr., Clinton, Rockefeller Clinton, with George Bush Jr., Barack Obama. These globalists had their eye on Israel. Their plan was to eventually Israel would become property of the United States of America. Many of the other prime ministers of Israel that I mentioned, they were, you might say, to a degree, on board with the objectives of these six presidents prior to Donald Trump. And Trump did more for Israel and more for Benjamin Netanyahu, to work with Benjamin Netanyahu to protect Israel from the agendas of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the deep state in Europe and in the shadow governments in Europe and in the United States. It would be the Rothschild / Rockefeller Zionism, which is anti-God, anti-Israel, anti-Torah, anti-Bible, anti-Christ. And Benjamin Netanyahu, he finally began to, I believe, realize that it wouldn't be in Israel's best interests to go to take the direction that the world, that the UN, World Bank, the Federal Reserve, the objectives of the government in the United States wanted. They've always controlled, held Israel hostage. Netanyahu recently stated he wants to be free from having to depend on the United States militarily, economically, politically. He stated that. The globalists, they cannot allow Israel to become independent. Trump has been doing what he can do to allow and to help Israel, you might say, develop and stand on its own two feet. Though there has been some conflict as friends with Netanyahu and Donald Trump, there's no anti-Semitic attitude of Trump toward Israel or Netanyahu. It's just that Trump, to, in a sense, assist Israel in this conflict in Iran, at the same time Trump has to protect American interests. And Netanyahu, the interests of Netanyahu and the protection of Israel can collide and do collide with the interests of the U.S. So this is, it's complicated, but it's not impossible for what is going to happen. The United States, we had no choice but to be involved in Iran because of Iran's continuing hostilities toward Israel, Iran's continuing to arm the terrorists in Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, Gaza area. So there has to be a balance where Israel can protect itself in this regional war, which began in October 7th, 2023. It is in the Bible. It's called the Psalm 83 Regional War from the Mediterranean to the eastern boundaries of Jordan, present-day Jordan. It would eventually, this regional war would eventually develop and, not develop, it would escalate to the point where Israel will be forced shortly to annihilate Damascus and to basically take the territories of Transjordan and once again possess the nation of Jordan, north to south. Benjamin Netanyahu is the individual that was that had the wisdom, and you might say was even forced, to push and to begin eliminating the leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah. These leaders have been in power, many of them, for 30 years, and Israel had to remove that these men that were experienced in all of the what they had learned through the years to continue to harass and to train the new generation of terrorists, the new command structure. Israel knew they had to take out those individuals, at which they did. They're still taking them out. With Donald Trump being forced into Iran, this is not a forever war. This war has it's time sensitive. It has a beginning, which began the last day of February of this year. It will end in maybe by next, probably, I would say late summer next year. That's my view. I did a program in the past, I'm going to give you the date, Not a Forever War. This war is not a forever war. This was May 5th program, 2026. Iran is not a forever war. The initial, you might say, like a forest fire. The brush fire has just begun. It's just a brush fire. It's not a forest fire yet. As bad as it may seem, with all the damage that has been inflicted by the U.S. on Iran, this conflict is not near over. I rehearse this all the time. I'll rehearse it quickly. There is another war coming. It's called the Russia War. It's called Gog Magog War in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. It's over a 3,000-year-old prophecy. Eventually, Russia, Iran, which is present, Iran, which is ancient Persia, Turkey, nations out of North Africa, in Libya, and in Ethiopia, and probably part of the area of Somalia. These nations will join together. It will be Islamic forces. It will be an Islamic war. It will occur in the nation of Jordan, in the countryside, east of the Jordan River, probably a year plus from now. I'm presenting this to you. You definitely don't believe me. You think this is impossible. There's no way I could know this. It's in the Bible. It's in the scripture. It's my interpretation. And we're just at the beginning of what is going to develop into a great, not a regional war. Psalm 83 is a regional war. Outside of the region, going from the Arctic, Russia, all the way to North Africa, you've got a swing of enemies of Israel and these enemies are Islamic. Turkey has just basically become an Islamic country. Putin recently just stated that Islam has always been a friend of Russia. Putin does not want this war. He doesn't want this conflict. But according to Ezekiel chapter 38, God is going to put hooks in, like a fish hook, in the jaws of Russia. And Putin does not want to come down. I believe Vladimir Putin will be the president of Russia. They will lead Russian armies with the other countries into present-day Jordan. There is some talk that he might have blood cancer, bone cancer. He might not be well. If he's alive a year and 3 or 4 months from now, I think he will be the president that will bring these armies from the north down to present-day Jordan. If Benjamin Netanyahu, I believe he will be prime minister next year, I think he will continue. They right now, the Israeli government, some of these previous prime ministers, are trying to find a way to remove Netanyahu from power. He's the only president that will take Israel and the military into these conflicts. He doesn't have a choice. If he hadn't taken the armies into conflict after October 7th in 2023, we don't know what would have happened to Israel presently. What would have been the case? The terrorists attack and you don't respond, this gives them more courage to attack again repeatedly. So eventually this war was going to take place. The conflict was going to occur. Now with Putin doesn't want to be involved in a conflict in the Middle East, especially with Iran being under, being attacked, not attacked. Iran is being punished by America for its continued hostilities in the region, not only against Israel, but all of the other countries in the Middle East, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Bahrain, Iran, the ancient Persia, is not going to stop. Any nation in that area that has any type of diplomatic ties working with the United States of America will be targeted by Iran. You know, people are screaming because Trump is in the conflict. Well, people don't know history. They forget history. Obama, during his administration, called Iran the big threat. He did nothing but gave billions of dollars to Iran for their nuclear program. Bill Clinton, Iran, Iran, Iran. Iran is the problem in the Middle East. Iran is the enemy. He did nothing. Why didn't he do anything? Why didn't George Jr.? Why didn't George Sr.? Why didn't Reagan? Why didn't they do what needed to be done in the Middle East with Iran? Because Iran is working with Britain. Britain has been working with Iran. Britain has been protecting Iran. Britain basically had made it clear that the oil fields in Iran are actually the great investments of Britain, of the city of London, of the people that rule Europe. And Iran, those oil fields belong to them. And so they have placed to a great degree the leaders of Iran, Khomeini, put them in place. And what they have done, the British have found havens for their finances, for their the great wealth, buying offshore, having offshore accounts, properties in London on some of the nicest streets, big mansions. The British have been protecting the Iranian government. And Reagan, did he know about it? Did Carter know about it? Yes. The presidents are, they get all the intel of what's happening in the world. Reagan did take a stand in Iran by helping replace the Shah, or having a change, I think they removing the Shah, Carter. But everybody, every president, even to the present, President Trump, knows that it has been the British that have been using Iran to destabilize the Middle East. Trump has been trying to work with Saudi Arabia, these other countries, to help them to be free of American, to get the collars off of their necks. These are shock collars. The United States wants to keep, the previous administrations wanted to keep a shock collar on Kuwait, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, to some degree, all these nations in the Middle East, so that we can control them. Trump is trying to get that collar off of their necks and work with them. This is the purpose of the Abrahamic Accords. Then, you have Putin, Netanyahu, Trump. These three men are the most important men right now in the world. Trump is trying to work with all the other, you know, Sunday was Trump's 80th birthday. He turns 80. He hosts this great UFC 250 event in Washington, D.C., a patriotic event, one of the greatest patriotic events ever. And he hosts it. And the the American hatred, those that hate this country and the other political party, in that one political party, and even some of the rhinos in the Republican Party that hate America, they were hoping this would be a failure. It was not a failure. It was one of the greatest events ever in Washington, D.C., in front of the White House ever. And the people in Europe, they were excited. They could not believe the patriotism of the people at that event. The people in Britain have been watching some of these, some of the young people have watched some of these bands, like at the, Ohio State University? They watch these, they can't believe the bands that will get on the field and do all these beautiful display, and how people will sing the national anthem in unison. One YouTuber, he said, in Britain, 1% of the people in Britain know their national anthem from beginning to end. 1%. The others know the first sentence. That's all they know. He said, there's no patriotism in Britain. There's no patriotism in this country at all. And he said, we watch the events in America where they stand and sing and pledge allegiance to the flag, and they stand and they love their country. They're so patriotic. And he said, in Britain, we don't have that. There's no patriotism at all in Britain. It's shocking to the world, and what Trump did on his 80th birthday was nothing more than fantastic. I like UFC. I like the cage fighting. I used to wrestle, and I just enjoy it. It's pretty brutal. Now, they have some of the events now where they don't even have gloves on. There's a bare fist. I don't watch those at all. That's too much. But Trump finishes that event, is at the last fight. And guess what? You wake up in the morning, he's at the G7. What kind of a man is this? That everybody goes to bed. And here Trump is in Europe the next morning at the G7, standing with the world leaders from these nations. These are the enemies of the American people. These are the enemies of Donald Trump. These are the enemies of the world. These people, like out of France, these are the people that hate God, hate America. Out of Canada, Mark Carney, he hates his own people. If the Canadian people won't bow the knee, what's he going to do? He'll pass laws to continue to rob them of the wealth or of what they do have. Carney, at the G7, he's trying to suck up to Donald Trump. He's an enemy. He's an enemy of freedom. He is a globalist, and the people don't understand that. Then you have Emmanuel, God not with us, Macron. This guy is generational devil worshiper. And Trump had to shake hands with Brigitte, and he grabbed her hand, he held her hand, he wouldn't let her go. He kept holding her hand. Does Trump know that Brigitte is a man? I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Then you have this new Friedrich Merz out of Germany. Now, he's new on the scene, and he knows that really Germany, without Donald Trump trying to work deals so that Germany can once again have, energy, they can get natural gas for their factories. I think it was, 2 weeks ago, I might have mentioned this on a previous program. Germany, Volkswagen, laid off 50,000 workers. You know what that means? 50,000 people. This is unheard of. Volkswagen. I mean, their management has been pretty screwed up. But still, can you imagine that many people at one time from a great... I mean, how long has Volkswagen been in business? About 100 years? No, 80? Then you have this out of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, and Trump. You know, she didn't even want to look at Trump. And she decided, well, we don't want American Air Force to land on our strips because we don't want refueling to go over and bomb Iran because we think that the Iran conflict is unjust. No, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's the beginning of the destruction, the total destruction of the nation of Iran. And not just the nation, but for the people that might understand what I'm saying, there is a spirit, a great fallen angel that has ruled Iran going back to the time of Nebuchadnezzar when Daniel the prophet was in Babylon, the prince of Persia. This prince is going to be relieved of duty. And the notice to the prince of Persia, to the spirit that rules Iran, realizes it's been put on notice. And it began with Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, because Iran had been continuing to bomb, send missiles into Israel. Trump didn't want to. He had to go ahead and begin a campaign in Iran. And immediately, everybody started screaming, this is now another forever war. It's not a forever war. It has a time limit. It has a time stamp on it to begin and an ending time stamp. It began February. I think it will end I think that spirit, that power structure spiritually will be finished when Russia and these countries come down at the end of the summer next year. Iran will be done as a power nation forever. And Russia will be completely Gog, meaning a spirit that rules over Russia, a spirit in the air, an ancient spirit. There's an ancient spirit that oversees what happens in China. It is a dragon spirit. So, Giorgia Meloni, she didn't want us landing. Out of Japan, you have this Sanae Takichi. She's there. Then you have out of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer. He is Islam. He loves Islam. Why? Because Islam basically brings disunity in the country. They're Islamic. Then you have out of this country, our President Donald Trump. He's pushing against the men that have, the families that have ruled this world in Europe and the United States. He's not one of them. So each of these men, they're placed in a unique situation. And I will say this, Trump is not a globalist. Netanyahu, he has switched. He is no longer a globalist either. But he's being forced because of the countries that help Israel. He has to, unwillingly, he has to work with these countries. Israel is not, and never will ever be to the point. Israel will never, ever be able to resist outside the influence of military power. The best Israel is going to have is what they have right now with Benjamin Netanyahu. This is the very best that Israel is going to have. And once Netanyahu is removed, the globalists will move in, and this will give the next administration the opportunity to begin to move American power structure into the nation of Israel, into Jerusalem. Israel, United States, this is the best it's going to be. We are enjoying the very best right now. After Trump has been removed from office, then America will begin a slide into darkness. Once Netanyahu is removed, or he steps down, Israel, the best that Israel has ever had, their hardships will begin. Once Putin is forced to bring the armies of Russia along with these other armies from that area, Turkey, possibly Ukraine, Azerbaijan, Armenia, they may bring their Islamic armies also to present-day Jordan. The best that Russia has ever had will be over also. These men are great as long as they're in their positions as presidents and prime ministers. It's the best. Once they're removed, then their countries will begin hardship. You don't think Israel's going to have hardship? No, it's going to have hardship. The nations are going to turn on Israel. Look what's happening now. Look who is fueling the hatred of Israel as a nation and the Jewish people as a people. You have men like Tucker Carlson, T.T. Carlson, Tucker Trader Carlson. Then you have Candace Owens, Nick Fuentes. I'm afraid Alex Jones is going down that road too. Alex is going to get in trouble with God. This is not a forever war. And Trump, you know, there's this talk that Trump is being affected mentally because he's maybe had some type of damage to his frontal lobe. What kind of talk is that? That he is brain damaged, trauma, or something happened to his frontal lobe. This is absolute sheer stupidity. God is not going to let Donald Trump, as a leader of this country, to have any kind of mental issues. In fact, he's got the sharpest mind of any leader, of almost any leader in the world. He sees the world from a point of view that other people can't even grasp. He knows his enemies within, the adversary within, the enemies without. Donald Trump is in the Bible. He has been chosen to keep America stable for a period of time. There is nothing wrong with him. His frontal lobe is more intact than almost all the other leaders of the world. I always give you the documentation out of the Bible in my interpretation. Revelation 17, verse 10, the seventh king. You had the first five kings of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The first one, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Rockefeller Clinton, George Bush Jr. These men are Nazis. Then you have number six, Barack Obama, Barry Satoru. Then you have the seventh king, the seventh president, who is the president that has the most dignity, honor. He is the one that is the example of greatness. The others are all globalist, ruled, given direction, not Trump. He has vision, and his vision is what has given him the direction that he needs for the American people. He is the stellar president, because the Bible says it. In the Old Testament, I'm trying to remember Chronicles and Kings, I think it was. The day that King Solomon dedicated the temple, he speaks at the end of his speech on that day of the dedication about a stranger that will come from a far country to Israel to pray toward the temple, to acknowledge the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These presidents that I just mentioned, they all had the opportunity to go and pray at the Western Wall, pray toward the temple. They didn't do it. The man who fulfilled the prophecy, Solomon's prophecy, he will come from a distant country. He will be a man with stature. Solomon is saying, he'll be a man of stature, like I have stature. I'm the leader of a great people, of a great family. He will be the leader of a great country, of a great nation. He will come to pray toward the temple. He will honor the God of Israel because he knows the God of Israel. And then Solomon says, Lord, whatever the stranger asks of you, answer his prayers. Solomon said, this man is going to pray to you what he prays, answer his prayers. Solomon recognized him as a man of prayer, as a man who would pray to God for his needs. And Solomon said, Lord, answer his prayers. Donald Trump went to the Wailing Wall, wrote on a little piece of paper, stuffed it in the wall. And I'm telling you, the hawks, the people, everybody, they're just watching what he's doing. And I'm telling you, the minute he walked away from that wall, I can't tell you how many people descended upon that wall to grab that piece of paper to see what he said. It's in a sense, it's very ugly. But they pulled the piece of paper out, and here's what he said. Lord, give me wisdom as president. Give me the wisdom that I need to be the president. That's what Solomon prayed. Lord, help me to rule this great and mighty people. Give me wisdom to rule this great and mighty people. That's what Solomon prayed. Donald Trump's in the Bible. This is my interpretation. And I had to think about this, and I have had to consider this. To those that follow my programs, tell people, I am out on thin ice, but I know I'm not. I know my interpretation of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 is correct. These are the last 10 presidents of the United States of America. Joe Biden was not mentioned among them. Joe Biden is not mentioned because he never was president. Donald Trump literally won the 2020 election. The proof now is proved. It's been proved. The facts are there. It was taken, and there was a replacement, an imposter. So this is Trump's third term. Constitutionally, it's his third term. And the gravity of what I'm telling you, this is where I repeat this, because I had to think. What I'm presenting to you is that Putin is going to be most likely the man that brings the armies to the Middle East. He's to be a general who protects the other armies that come with him. Who is he to protect these other armies from? The United States of America. You have seen a display of American power, air power, recently. This is what you're witnessing is just the, you know, at the 4th of July, we used to go when I was a young boy. We'd go buy these little black cat firecrackers. You had an inch and a half black cat. We'd always like to go a little bit bigger, bigger, bigger. What's happening with the United States right now, we are using our little black cats. These are the little zebra firecrackers. These are the babies. These are nothing. We have not displayed anything. And everybody is laughing and they're mocking us because, you know, we're just using all these missiles and using the drones and using the everything. We're depleting our arsenal. Foolish people. We haven't even touched the real arsenal. These people that know everything about everything, that talk about, even some of these men that have been military men for 20, 30, 50 years, 60 years, now retired. Trump is getting us into an forever war. No. They don't know the Bible. They don't know what God says. They don't know who Trump is. They think he's just some idiot that walked in out of the cold one day, some buffoon, some fool. No. They don't know who this man is. They don't know who this country is. I have read out of the book of Jeremiah chapter 51 in programs past. There's a nation in the time in which we live, a great nation. It's in the Bible. It's called America. Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18, Jeremiah 51. And God said, he's going to use this end time nation so powerful. God says, I'm going to use you, Babylon. I'm going to use you, land of this plumed serpent, the land of the coming beast. I'm going to use you as a sledgehammer, as a wrecking ball. I'm going to use you to destroy the nations. I'm going to use you to destroy young men, old men, women, maidens. I'm going to use you to destroy marriages. I'll use you to destroy ranches and farmers and industry. I'll use you to destroy the nations of the world. You'll be my tool to punish the God-hating nations of the world. I'll use a God-hating nation to punish the God-hating nations. God is going to use America to punish the countries of the world that hate God. This is what's going to happen. The gravity of what I'm saying is that we are in the final years before Christ returns. I've been saying for about 2 or 3 years that we're in the final decade. I know we're in the final decade. We are in that final decade now. We might have been in the last 11 years, but we are in within a decade now of Christ's return, of the Armageddon. The Armageddon takes place in the summer. And probably 2033, somewhere in there, maybe 30, I don't think 32, I think it'd be 33, 34. Either way, I have to sit down and look at my notes. We are in the final decade, absolutely. Donald Trump turned 80. I'll give you some more insight. 80 years of age. I don't think he will finish out his 80th year as president. By this time next year, he probably will have been replaced. He might make one more year. I don't know. I think the way it's looking, I don't know exactly what will happen at the midterms, but Donald Trump still has momentum. And just about the time you think that the wicked, those that hate him, those that rule this country in the military, in the federal government, within all the agencies, within the FBI intelligence agencies, about the time they think that they've got him, they don't have him. Why? Because the God of Israel is with him. And many Christians do not, they hesitate to, is he a Christian, isn't he? He is a Christian, he's born again, he's a believer. But the thing is, he's a civil servant. He's not a rabbi, he's not a priest. He is, in a sense, we are all priests and kings before God eventually, but he is not legitimately in the ministry. He is a civil servant. He was elected to take care of the people. And with the teachings of Moses, the people that were to govern the nation of Israel or the nations, they have great responsibility. And if they abuse that responsibility, they will be punished. God will punish them. And these people that have ruled America, that have taken their positions as senators and congresspeople and those that have been representatives, that have not been faithful, that have not, you know, tended to what they were sworn in to do to protect the rights of the American people, they will be punished. And I don't mean in eternity. They'll be punished in time while they're still walking, while their heart is still beating, while their mind might still be working. I can tell you whose minds are being affected right now because they have abused their positions of power. Maxine Waters and what's her name out of California? Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, and they're being touched in the brain for the whole world to see. For the whole world to see. God said that he would, you know, not only bring death, but he would bring shame, and he would bring nakedness to people that hate him. Nakedness, and expose them for what they are. And he would punish them, and he would choose how he's going to punish them. Mitch McConnell, sleeping with the enemy, Mitch. You look at Mike Pence. What a shame. Judas Iscariot Pence. And people, this country, they hate Donald Trump, but it says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So these bullets and the assassination attempts, we only know of two or three in the open. We don't see the other assassination attempts that were caught before they could even be set in motion. There had been numerous times when Trump, when was it here, in his first term, when they poisoned him, and he didn't say a word about it. And now they're saying that he's trying to cover up the assassination attempt here in Butler. No, this is a bunch of hogwash. These people are listening to bots. They're listening to worms. They're listening to demons. No, Trump's not trying to cover anything up. But I tell you, when Donald Trump has been removed from office, he's not going to die. I don't believe he's going to die. I don't believe he's going to be shot. I don't think he's going to be wounded. I think that the Constitution is going to be destroyed. New laws are going to come in. And there are going to be accusations. And he's going to be basically regime change type of activity. And I feel that Donald Trump, it may be that he should take his children, his grandchildren, and his wealth. And, you know, everybody's screaming about, oh, he's doing, passing these laws and doing this and that so that he can enrich himself. Well, maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but what has Pelosi done? What has the Clintons, what have they have done? What have the Obamas done? Everybody looks at only the one they hate, but they forget about the others that have been in power before. Look at how wealthy the Clintons became when they were in Arkansas. Look at Obama. Look at Bernie Sanders. Look at all these people. And then what happened with Trump? They close all of his bank accounts. They just basically say, nope, Chase and all these banks, they decide, no, we've got to unfriend you and we cannot use you. So what was he forced to do? Buy Bitcoin. And what did everybody say? Oh, he's investing in Bitcoin and he's going to control everything. He's trying to corner the market, this and that. No, he's trying to survive. So anyhow, these three men. Putin is a great man. I want to do another program on Putin. This man has set up a second economic system for the people of the world. Klaus Schwab has a system. They've been using a system called SWIFT for international transactions for secure purposes. And Vladimir Putin, I have the articles here, but I don't have the time to cover them. So in a nutshell, I'll do a program on it. He initiated work with other countries, with the Chinese, with those in the Middle East, with the BRICS nations. He set up a system just like Klaus Schwab. But this system is the alternative. And it has checks and balances so that all of the nations, and now there's probably over 100 nations that are in this network, so that once the this new, what they call, I have to think about that. What is that? How do they phrase that? A new a global reset. There's going to be a global reset, all right. And in that global reset, initially, the whole globe was to be involved in that one big basket, which Klaus Schwab initially started with the help of British pilgrims and American pilgrims out of New York. Well, Vladimir Putin, starting 2005, began to work on another system. So there's going to be two systems in the world available for the nations to use. It won't be the American U.S. Treasury, Federal Reserve, and whatever's coming. There'll be that one for the United States, some of the European countries, maybe some of the nations in South America, but there will be an additional system that eventually the nations are going to gravitate to. It will be the system that Vladimir Putin set up. The world owes Vladimir Putin. They need to thank him for the insight, the foresight, the wisdom that he had. He's brilliant also. This is why Trump and Putin know who their enemy is. The enemy is in the city of London and in New York City. It is a society. It's called Pilgrim Society. It is the multi-headed Shiva. It is the multi-armed Shiva, the multi-headed Hydra. This is who Putin and Trump, Xi Jinping, Netanyahu are at war with. But the American people think that they don't know anything about it. Putin and Trump, they know. There's no collusion between them to overthrow America or any of this nonsense. They're at war with a coven of very powerful priests and priestesses in the have their allegiance to the God of the underworld. Trump isn't just fighting people that have power overtly. No, these people have power spiritually. That's for another program. The world, really, and the United States, we owe Russia. Putin turned the change to the Russian people from communism and God-hatred began in about 1976 with the man who invented the technology so we could have Facebook, TikTok, X, all of this stuff, Michael McKibben. He was in music, and he had a group of friends. They went to Eastern Europe, began to sing Christian music, and Russia returned to God. And the churches over there returned to God. This is what broke the back of communism in Europe. Putin's nation now has been blessed because of their return to the Lord. Okay, podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com, two sections, the Present Truth section, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry section, my contact information through mail, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. So, if what I'm saying is correct, then you should begin to really consider having a real relationship with God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ, God Jesus, Yeshua. I'll be back, continue again.